Please just walk away. Don't turn around. Just say goodbye. At least you tried. Just walk away. I can tell you'll end up hurting me. Saw you walking here with that look in your eyes, trying to find love to ease that loneliness you feel at night. You have a few drinks, look the place over, see me sitting there all alone in the corner. So please just walk away. Don't turn around. Just say goodbye. At least you tried. Just walk away. Let me be. I know you mean well, but I can tell you'll end up hurting me.
You are tuned in to Local Motion on KVNF. And you are listening to Just Walk Away by Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Tonight, we have a special program featuring interviews with artists from the 2025 Montrose Summer Music Series with KVNF DJ Norm Simmer. Tonight, we'll hear Norm in conversation with Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. That's coming up after this song on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF.
Talk for a while after a few slow dances, lays her head on my shoulder and asks me what the plan is. I don't mean to be insensitive, we all have needs. I've been hurt one too many times, and I'm my knees. Please just walk away. Don't turn around. Just say goodbye. At least you try. Just walk away. Let me. But I can tell you end up hurting me. Just walk away. Don't turn around. Just say goodbye. But at least you try. Just walk away. Let me. You'll end up hurting me. Well, I know you mean well, but I can tell you'll end up hurting me.
You are listening to KVNF and KVMT Montrose, and I have some special guests with me today. They're actually opening up our Montrose Summer Music Series, And that's Derek Dove and the Peacemakers. Welcome, guys. Why don't you tell our listeners kind of what got you guys together and what got you into music?
I started playing early on. We all did, really. I started playing in my dad's band when I was really young, about 10. I was playing drums and switched to guitar when I was 12. Had bands all through middle school or junior high and high school. And me and Jamie, the drummer, we've been together now for, gosh, what, over 20 years?
Yeah, it's a long time.
So we've played in multiple bar bands.
And were you in school together?
No, actually, he's from the next town over, but we hung out at the same music store and kind of ran with the same crowds and ended up playing in two or three bands together, backing up other artists. And
sure.
Finally, we decided to just kind of do our own thing and let's see how it works, and we've been doing it ever since. And JT, our keyboard player, joined us about 15 years, close to 15 years ago, 13 years ago.
I think it's right on.
No, it's 15 years now. Yeah. So, and him and Jamie actually went to college together. I did not go to college. I dropped out twice and decided to play guitar for a living.
Where'd you guys go to school?
Valdosta State University.
Ah, okay.
We're both music majors.
Okay. And then Walt is a friend of ours that also has played in many, you know, bar bands with us and different things like that. And always ran with the same crowd. And finally, we were...
15-year marriage hiatus.
Yeah, he took a little marriage hiatus. It happens to the best of us. But and Walt's been with us now a little over a year. And a year and a half ago, yeah. So it's been a really good... And he's on the new record. And so when Walt joined the band, we wrote the new record and released that. So we've been real happy with the Peacekeepers 2.0 version, I guess.
There you go. So what would you kind of categorize the kind of music you do? I mean, I have my own thoughts on that, but I'd like to hear what you think.
I call it Southern Fried Blues Rock because it's, you know, we're all from the South Georgia. It blends in there. But I'm a blues guy at heart, you know. But Southern rock and blues, I mean, they go hand in hand. And I think the Southern fried part, you know, you can add a little country
sure.
in there too. So there's
it's got a little sizzle to it too.
Yeah, it got a little sizzle to it.
Thank you.
another crowd, another face, another heart is going down, it's broken too, it's never bound, light a match and watch it burn, burn into the ground, another time.
The creative process you guys do you write all together, or does somebody kind of write the music and somebody else puts the lyrics to it? How do you put your creative process together on your original stuff?
It's, I think we've evolved more. The first two records, I pretty much wrote everything. The first record was stuff that I have written years and years and years, you know, and then it was a cumulative thing that I, you know, kind of, all right, let's pick 10 songs and let's do this. And we picked 10 songs and did that. The second record, I wrote pretty much during COVID, and, you know, my dad passed away, big influence on me. So a lot of the songs on the second record have to deal with my dad and mm-hmm. death and things like that.
Sure.
So,
And he was a DJ and a musician as well.
He was a radio DJ and a musician as well. So he was a Dangerous Don at Cool 97.7.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, he had a morning show, and he was a character for sure. And the third record, it's we actually sat down, and I still brought most of the ideas, but we all had more of a part in writing. Like Jamie wrote a lot of the lyrics on Life is a Vicious Circle. Walt had some great ideas for lyrics and thinking outside my normal box.
Sure.
You know, JT's got great chord changes, and it ends up being a collective. And that's kind of what...
Well, that must be fun for all of you. To all participate in it.
Absolutely. I mean, I really don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? It's like, sure. It's Derek Dove and these are my peacekeepers. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's not that. And my name wouldn't even be out front if it wasn't just a marketing thing, I guess. But I like the idea of being in a band. I like the idea of four creatives collaborating on one project to make it the best it can be. I want Jamie to play like Jamie. I want JT to play like JT. I'm not, you know, I want Walt to play like me. And no.
When did I get old? When did everything change? I don't recognize this world. I don't remember this pain. Did time speed up? Or did I slow down? When did I get old? It's all behind me now. I used to fly so high and not fear a thing. I was 10 foot tall. Everybody knew my name. But the world keeps turning. Statues begin to fall. And now I'm just a man who used to have it all. So when did I get old? When did everything change? I don't recognize this world. I don't remember this pain. Did time speed up? Or did I slow down? So when did I get old? It's all behind me now. Thank you.
left of the man I was. I'm just a rusty outline covered in dust, but it happens to the best of us all. Another one rises while another one falls. When did I get old? When did everything change? I don't recognize this world. I don't remember this pain. Did time speed? Or did I slow down? When did I get old? It's all behind me now. When did I get old? It's almost over now.
Okay, let's talk about the music industry a little bit. If you guys could change something in the industry that would make it easier for you, what might that be for you guys?
Saying, you know, what would make it easier in the music industry, I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if easy is the right way to put it.
Yeah.
We've been told multiple times that if this was the 70s, we would be huge, you know, because people would hear it and go, oh, this is great.
I got to buy this.
This is awesome. Or, you know, a record label or something, you know.
Sure. And, does the streaming thing work for you guys?
It has been. For us as a band, that's how we've been able to reach our audience.
Sure.
And it's been a blessing as far as the us being able as an independent artist to get out there. We are 100% independent. So some people say that, but we have no management team. We have no record label. We have no, you know, tour bus driver, nothing, you know,
it's a lot more work for you guys.
Yeah, it is. No producer, no, you know, we write the songs. We actually record the albums ourselves in our home studio.
Oh, right.
Jamie, our drummer, mixes our records, and a friend of ours masters it. I do all the artwork. I do all the social media, the website, the t-shirt designs. Like, wow. We do everything.
That's impressive.
And it's, you know, it's nice to, we all come from that background too, where hard work, you know, our parents were hard workers and it's, you work hard if you want something. If you want something, you got to work hard for it. That's kind of the deal.
Like with most things, the technology has brought a level of convenience to it, but it's taken a lot of the humanity out of it. It's been great for getting our music out, but not, you know, it's not so great for creating a connection with your audience, your target demographic, or whatever the term is for that. Not saying the guys in the 70s had it easy, but like you said, you know, if this was back in the day, and we've got a couple of songs, I say we, a lot of they before I even got here, they laid a lot of the foundational work. The couple of songs that have been really successful.
Sure.
And you know, it's hard to transpose that into a monetary value.
Sure.
I think it comes from you get the songs out there and retaining the I think our music is there. You know, I'm not saying it's, we have a saying and Jamie kind of coined it, but everybody's like, what's the best, or who's the best, or who's the best this, who's the best that. I don't think it's necessarily about who's the best, because once you're on a certain level, there's just different.
Sure.
Right? So I feel now that I'm confident on our, not, you know, not being egotistical or anything.
Confident
but
not cocky.
You're right. Confident but not cocky. I think we're on the level. And it's, I know a lot of guys who aren't on the level, but they got a lot of money pushing them. So they're getting out there way more than we are. But, you know, hats off to them. You know, that's great, you know. But I don't know if, you know, I don't know what the answer is.
Thank you. never see it coming. Long till it's too late. I'm the judge, I'm the jury, and I'm southbound, and I'm here to decide your fate. It's time to pay up, pay back what you stole. It's time to pay up, eye for an eye, soul for a soul. Pray to the Father, the Holy Ghost and Son. Hell is gonna rain down in the midnight sun. Judge has found you guilty. What you sow, gotta make your wrongs right. This wild life you've been living, it's about to come to an end. Your ship is sunk and you're going down, pirate on dry land. It's time to pay up, pay back what you stole. It's time to pay up, eye for an eye, soul for a soul. Pray to the Father, the Holy Ghost and Son. Hell is gonna rain down in the midnight sun.
So what's next for you guys? Are you touring all summer or?
Yeah, we're traveling more this summer. We're branching out. We've done a lot as far as tri-state. We've done a lot of traveling on the East Coast. This year, this was actually playing in Montrose, our first fly date.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We're kind of excited to be here. So we actually flew and done the gig and rented gear, and usually we'll drive 4 days and do that whole thing, so it's been great. We're doing July 4th we're doing Nashville to New York to Oklahoma to Kansas to Texas.
Will that be a bus tour for you guys, or
that is driving and
van tour
changing? Yeah, van tour and pulling our trailer and doing that whole deal. So that's a two-week tour. We're doing Mississippi next week.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the thing about us, was like, we get along so well, and we're more like four brothers instead of bandmates, you know what I mean? Like, there's some bands like, I can't stand that guy, I'll just see him on stage. He helps me make money. Like, that's not what this is about. Yeah, we've been in those situations.
I think you can hear it in your music.
And oh, well, thank you.
I think you really can.
There's a camaraderie, man. It makes us... And we're having fun and just keep playing. We're writing. I'm trying to write some stuff, and we send demos to each other all the time. Like, hey, what do you think of this? Should we do this? Should we do that? And it's like, well, okay, let's get through summer, and then we'll start recording the next record.
Sure.
So that's just kind of the way it goes. And
well, I hope you guys come back to the Western Slope again. Colorado always has loved live music. I'm amazed that my career in Colorado has allowed me to stay involved in it one way or another.
Oh, that's great, man.
And it's really exciting to meet new artists in music that I love. So
yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of Local Motion on KVNF, featuring Norm Simmer's interview with Derek Dove in the Peacekeepers from the 2025 Montrose Summer Music Series. The songs you heard today in order were Just Walk Away, Burn It Down, When Did I Get Old, and Time to Pay Up. And we'll close it out with Rough Time by Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Thanks for listening to KVNF.
Sometimes I feel like I just can't make it. And I know if it's much more, I just can't take it. Sometimes I feel like I've had enough. I feel like giving in and giving up, having a rough time, a rough time. Take more of the same today. I feel like throwing all the keys away. It's been a hell of a year. Not enough joy to overcome the pain and fear. Time is a young man's friend. Oh, and I'm just waiting for my darkness to end. Having a rough time, a rough time.
You are listening to KVNF.